season is my guarantee. You'll get the best price on your new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Law Dev Chevrolet and have fun doing it. Check out these savings. Sonic's just $13.9, Malibu's only $17.9, and up to $10,000 off Silverados. Are you kidding me? Visit us at I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit or 24/7 at LawDuff.com. Happy holidays again, St. Louis. From my family to yours. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect for the holidays. Kuna Food Service, online at steakgift.net.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, time to talk a little tech talk. Your chance to get some really good advice, some questions answered about your phone, your TV, your computer, your tablet, your, you know, there's so many categories. I used to just say computer, now you got to say notebook, laptop, tablet, mini tablet, Kindle, blah, blah, blah. You have questions, he has answers. He is Jose Hernandez. He is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Yes, great vacuum cleaners, of course, but a whole lot of other great home care products. Stop in and check them out. Here are the phone numbers, and I would call now if I were you, because as soon as Jose tells us what he wants to tell us, we go to you. First come, first serve, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, I thought I'd just, this has nothing to do with technology. There's a psychologist who has come up with what he says is, it's Dr. Stephanie Shetta Kufnagel. She's a hyphenated name. So forget all the she sells seashells by the seashore and rubber baby buggy bumpers and all that stuff. She came up with one she says is the hardest ever because it's a nonsensical sentence. And here it is. Pad kid, P-A-D-K-I-D, poured curd, pulled cold. Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cold. And I thought, well, that's not that hard, until I tried to do it 3 or 4 times real fast. Can you even remember it to try to say it, Jose? Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cold.
No.
Okay, thank you. Smart, smart. No. Good response, by the way. Very smart. And not technical in any way. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. I don't have any anything. I haven't stumbled on anything, discovered anything. Naturally, our whole family is calling each other going, does she have headphones? Does he have a good sound thing for his TV? And this is the time where you try to call. And by the way, the person actually ends up knowing what they're going to get. But I think that's okay. Because then, by dropping hints, at least
something
you get what
they want.
Yeah, exactly. And then not you open and go, oh, thanks. And as soon as you get home, I don't want this. I don't
a
even
tie.
Need it. Yeah. Well, I don't know that we do ties, but and an example would be we're trying to find out. I got to be careful. I don't know if she's listening. I hope not. If my daughter has a good set of Bluetooth headphones, because they're really nice. You know, if you're, she's an athlete, so if you're walking or riding, whatever, you don't have a cord or wire, nothing. They're just Bluetooth. And by the way, Jose, do they make, I'm sure they do, Bluetooth earbuds? I would think they do.
Likely, but they're not standalone. You're going to have little cables on them that actually plug into a power supply, because I think the earbuds are too small to support a battery.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, that they don't have enough size to have any life to a charge.
Because the smallest you're going to get is like a Bluetooth microphone and listening piece for your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you have for us today?
NSA opponents have figured out how to nullify the surveillance people. It's a group called Off Now, They are drafting state legislation in Utah called the Fourth Amendment Protection Act. It would, in theory, forbid local governments from providing services to federal agencies that collect electronic data from Americans without a personalized warrant. Apparently, the NSA's data center in Utah uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day to cool the center. These guys just want to turn off the water.
Have you heard about these things called stingrays that local police are using?
Yeah.
Essentially, these local police departments are buying this stingray. It's like $400,000, and it's like a fake cell phone tower. Well, your phone thinks it's a cell phone tower.
Right.
So it connects onto it, and anything that you're doing while you're connected to this stingray, the local police can see.
Well, what do you mean anything you're doing they can see?
I mean any phone calls, texting, you know, anything you're doing with your phone while you're connected to this dummy cell phone tower.
And you know what? I see a thing this morning on a news feature, and Jose, you can tell me if this is, and if this is true, now somebody's stepped over the line, where if you have a webcam, a camera on your computer, they, the FBI, whoever they are, have the ability to watch and look in on you, your home, whatever is inside of that camera. Is that true?
Likely, but I haven't been able to confirm it yet.
Wow.
But basically, if you want to protect yourself, you need a little piece of electrical tape and just cover up that camera.
Or shut the lid if it's a laptop.
Well, if it's a laptop, you can just put a piece of tape over the camera sight on top of the lid.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That they could do that. What else you have?
Google's giving out Christmas bonuses to its employees. Let's see.
So like here. Just like here.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Last year, they got a choice of a Chromebook, a Motorola phone, or a Nexus 7 tablet. This year, they can only pick a Nexus 5 or a new Nexus 7 tablet.
That's all?
Darn Google.
That's it.
Yeah.
And apparently, the have you ever heard of the agency called the NRO?
No.
It is the National Reconnaissance Office. They launched a new spy satellite Thursday with a new logo and tagline. The logo features a giant, world-dominating octopus with sucker tentacles encircling the planet, looking a steely glint out of its enormous eye, and the logo says, "Nothing beyond our reach." Apparently, the NRO was upset the NSA was getting too much press, and they wanted a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, can you blame them?
No. Christmas, the total number of Christmas lights, Guinness World Record, was set in Australia.
You mean Christmas lights for a house?
Yes.
Okay.
Any guess as to how many it takes to set a record?
Well, I know it'd be in a million or two. My guess would be 3 million.
502,165. It's fairly low.
I was high. Yeah, I was high.
For those of us that have trouble calculating.
No, Dan, he already gave the answer, Dan.
Oh.
That's only 31 miles of lights. They suspect that their electrical bill is going to be about $2,500 this month.
Good grief.
And the how stupid a criminal can you be? The police department in Rosenberg, Texas, had been looking for Rolando Lozano and his brother Damien. They're suspected of stealing or breaking into 17 vehicles. Well, Rolando went out on their Facebook page and said, "F all you hoes, I'm innocent. Catch me if you can, mother suckers."
Oh.
Well, it happened that the mother suckers were actually watching the website and got a tip as to where he was that led him to a relative's house, and literally 5 minutes later, they arrested him.
Good.
So then they posted back that said, "Roland Alonzo, we caught you in 5 minutes after you posted this. Thank you to the community for your help."
Yeah. Sometimes you got to think before you hit send.
And last but not least, this day, December 9th, 1968, the computer mouse was first demonstrated to the Stanford Research Institute.
68?
Yep, 50 plus years.
Wow. Want some calls?
Please.
I got a bunch of them. We'll start with Mark. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hi to Jose.
Hi to Mark.
Hey, I got a question. I've got a desktop that's about 5 years old. And it keeps shutting down periodically, and it'll try to reboot and tell me that I need to start in safe mode. Well, when I do that, it just cycles. It, like the little Windows icon just sits there forever. So if I turn it off and reboot it, it starts up fine like nothing even happened.
Yep, sounds like some of the Windows operating system. I presume you're running XP?
Yeah, and the computer is 6 years old.
Yeah. It may be time to start looking for a new one, especially with the holiday coming up.
Well, we did buy a new laptop. I guess it'd be good just to get everything off of there and call it quits on that one.
Well, I would start getting stuff off of it sooner than later.
Okay. And then I had another real quick one. Can you tell, like, if somebody's using your Wi-Fi that you have in the home, can you tell what they're downloading and looking at?
There probably are programs you can install. The easiest way to figure it out is in the actual router.
Uh-huh.
It has a list of all of the devices that are attached to it. And it lists it, by a MAC address, which is a six-digit code. Basically, to figure out the ones that you have, you would do an IP config from the start run command prompt, and it'll tell you yours. And then if you see any of them on there that aren't yours, you'll know that someone's using it.
Well, I think, one of my neighbors is downloading, I think, a lot of porn. So
just your neighbors?
On your Wi-Fi?
Well, I don't know. It's slowing us down, and I think he's into that kind of stuff just from, I don't know.
How can he access? How does he access your Wi-Fi though?
Well, I don't have it. If I don't have it on secure, I guess they can log in and just pick it up.
Yes.
So okay.
All right.
I just wanted to see.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Help me out here, Jose. I'm confused. Why wouldn't you have it secure?
Well, if Mark is also doing some nefarious things that he doesn't want to be blamed for, if he ever gets caught, he can go, "Well, it was open. It wasn't me. It must have been my neighbor."
Ah, good one. Good one. Marcia, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Marcia.
My daughter, her iPhone got stolen a couple months ago. So that's fine. I went to download an app on my iPhone, and it said that my cloud is full.
Yes.
That I wasn't able to. So I went to my settings and looked kind of at my cloud, and it's her phone that's used up all of my, I guess, data or cloud space.
Yes.
So do I just delete it
since
the phone has been stolen, or is my stuff intertwined in the cloud with her stuff?
Well, anything you're going to put in the cloud is also going to be available to that phone. So I would probably – did you get your phone locally?
I did.
I would head to the place you got it or to the Apple Store and talk to the geniuses. But basically you need to reestablish your cloud in different or unattached from that phone, the stolen one.
Were we linked because we have the same iTunes account? How did my phone get linked to her phone?
The same iTunes account.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Also, you need to change that iTunes account, because if you got a credit card linked to it, they can buy whatever they want and the bill comes to you.
Thank you so much.
Marcia, how old are you?
Your favorite age, 38.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.
We love you more. And in a sexual way. Kevin, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Kevin?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I learned the hard way. I lost a RAID set, and I wasn't an expert at it, but I lost a lot of data. So I'm going to a different backup method, but I'm wondering if there's a software that you recommend that will synchronize two drives.
What was the RAID setting you had when you lost it?
What was the RAID setting?
Yeah,
it was RAID 1.
RAID 1, and you lost both drives?
Well, it wasn't recoverable. I had to use recovery software. So I'm kind of moving on from that.
Okay.
And I'm just want to run two drives and synchronize those. Is there anything besides Sync? I think it's SyncPoint.
Yeah.
Is there anything besides that?
You might want to wander over to download.com and do a search for drive sync software. See what's available. I actually, as opposed to RAID 1, will use a RAID 1.0, which is actually a striping on the two.
Yeah,
it seems to be a little, it requires four drives, but it's a little more robust than just RAID 1.
Frank knows all about that.
He doesn't.
I have no idea what we're talking about. I've never even heard of this RAID 1 thing.
We were talking about it earlier.
First I've ever heard of it. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Seriously, that's never come up. What is RAID? Well, we don't have time.
No.
But I've never even heard that term. Pion, do you know what it is?
I don't think so, no.
We've never heard it.
Redundant array of independent disks.
Wow.
Nope.
That's a new one for me. Yeah. I'll never get that deep. Let's go to Dave. Dave, say hi to Jose.
How are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, the last couple of Christmases, I've been looking at tablets for my kids. Primarily, they want to listen to music, maybe do some Netflix, play games. And, of course, at this time of year, you got tablets that come out that cost $40, $50, $60.
Mm-hmm.
Are these things of any quality at all?
Quality as far as longevity, yes, but they're sort of the model from last year. So the CPUs are going to be slower. The amount of RAM they have may not be as high as the current models.
But for a kid,
yeah,
probably
depending
fine.
On age of your kids, you'll be fine.
I mean, if I'm looking at kids that are like 8 or 10 years old,
yeah.
I think, and again, they're going to play these silly little games that, you know, their brother has on his cell phone.
Right.
But they've, obviously, I don't think they're old enough to have a cell phone. But have music and just play little games like that, you think they're okay?
Sure. If there's a model that you like, you can go to Google and just put that model number in there, and personal reviews will come up of people who like it or don't like it, and you can kind of judge from there.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. He's got an 8-year-old, and he won't get him a cell phone?
No.
What kind of dad are you? Not letting an 8-year-old have a phone. John is up. John, say hi to Jose, and then we'll close it out.
Hi, OJ, I'm AM and the PM.
Hi, John. Thank you.
All right, here's my question. It's about Google Chromecast.
Mm-hmm.
So went and bought this thing. Sounds great. My Wi-Fi is in the basement. Now it's telling me it's too far away.
Okay.
Well, it's hardwired in the basement. I can't move that. So someone suggested a Wi-Fi extender.
Mm-hmm. A remote access point.
So, is that worth it? Is that the best way to go? I ask you in the office, but you don't talk to me there, so I thought if I called on the air.
Oh, my goodness. You know.
You can stop by
John
my office
Carney.
Anytime you'd like, Mr. Carney. How hard?
Taking valuable time away from listeners.
Well, like you said, Jose won't talk to him here, so he has to call in.
But, John, it's not just Jose. Nobody talks to you. Haven't you noticed?
I talked to him today.
I'm a listener, and I have no idea why.
Are you going to be in the office tomorrow, Mr. Carney?
Might be.
Okay. If you might be here, we might get together and we can talk in depth about how to solve this problem.
So you heard it. Everybody heard that.
We heard it.
Right? That's heard the proof.
It. And by the way, this is the first time most people have ever heard you on the station.
Answer my voicemail now. Did I win the Kenny Rogers ticket?
Too late.
No, they're all gone.
Too late. They're gone.
Still AM in the PM.
Right, thank you, John. And, you know, you talk about identity theft. What he did is called, well, within the business, it's called, LTT. It's listener time theft. He stole a segment from a listener.
In technology, we call it threadjacking.
What? Threadjacking. Thank you.
His office is literally 18 feet from mine.
He's so lazy.
He can sit in his chair and look at me in my office.
Yeah, but he prefers to do what he did and steal from a listener. Wow, that's... What do you say? We'll do this again next week. If you need to get a hold of Jose, you can do that at his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oric, as we always do. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. John Londoff is here. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Doing great. I had an email a couple days ago from somebody that said they thought it was wonderful that you actually took the time to acknowledge people by name who had driven some distance to come to buy a vehicle, who were AM and the PM. And I just thought, yeah, it's just further proof that people don't get that kind of service from other dealers, you know, where the boss meets you, and I've said that before, most dealerships, even though there's a person's name on the sign, you're probably never going to meet that guy. That's pretty sad, but it just makes your place look that much better, I think.
Well, you know, thank you very much. If you ask my wife, Mimi, she'll probably say I talk to too many people, but I love people. I love talking to people, but especially your listeners, I mean, people that are AM and the PM are special. They're really fun, and they love to laugh, and they make great decisions, and hopefully when they come here, they're treated even a little more special than maybe just any average customer, which we try to treat everybody the same. We're not perfect. We know that if we make a mistake, we're big enough to say we're sorry, but we're going to do whatever it takes to make our customers happy and to keep them coming back. That's what's kept us in business now for 75 years, and that next generation of Londoffs are coming into the business, and I can't tell you how excited that makes me. I told my wife, I'm like, I kind of know now how my dad felt years ago when I was coming into the business after getting out of school and you get to see them every day and watch them grow, and it's really special. So
I called one of the listeners that emailed me and said, and they said in the email, we like to laugh. And they said, so that's why we listen to the show. So when I called them back because they gave me their phone number, I called to thank them, and I said, let me just ask you a question. Is there something in particular that you do if there's a time where you just you don't want to laugh? You want to make sure you don't laugh. And they said, yeah, we listen to John Carney. I thought that was interesting.
No. Oh,
so they have a place to go for both moods. I think it's great. This station offers everything, you know.
And he listens because he's called me a couple of times. The one time we were talking about how, you know, when you're shaking somebody's hand and they hold on to it and they hold on to it and they just they won't
does,
let
does
it go.
Does he do that?
He called up and I forgot, you know, I forgot exactly what I said, but I thought it was, or you said, it was funny. He called up laughing. He was still laughing, you know, 5 or 6 minutes later. So he's AM and the PM.
Oh, he is. He listens and he takes notes while he's listening. He's trying to learn about broadcasting. So he listens to the show and he takes notes. And every once in a while, it's getting better. He's getting better.
Yeah.
So how's everything?
Everything's good. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a little chilly outside.
A little bit.
But that's okay. And you're probably wondering, well, it's a strong north-northwest wind and cloudy overcast.
Duck.
Why am I not duck hunting?
What are you, Dave Murray?
Yeah.
I got to work. Yeah, I got to work. I could duck hunt every day.
Hey, you want to try something fun real fast? This has nothing to do with anything, but there's this psychologist who has created a tongue twister, and I think it's stupid, but what it made me think of was through the years, especially in broadcasting, there were a couple of tongue twisters that, and I don't know that I buy into this, but they say, oh, it's a good thing to do to kind of loosen up your voice and your tongue. And I think that's nonsense, but there's one that's so simple. I'd like for you to try it. And it's at least in this business, it's known by everybody in the business, and it's two words. But if you say these two words like five times real fast, I'd like for you to try that. It's interesting what happens. The words are toy boat. Toy boat. Say that five times. Go ahead. Toy boat real fast.
No. No. No, I don't have to.
You don't have to.
Let me remind you, I am the customer.
I know that, but it's just fun.
No, let me remind you one more time. Frank, I am the customer. I'm the sponsor.
Wow.
So I know that.
Make fun of me?
No, it's not making fun. It's
boy,
including
boy.
You. No, it's called
boy,
inclusion.
Boy,
it's
boy.
Called include. It's like
he's doing it. You missed it.
I just did it.
Five times. Do it. Go ahead.
I just did it.
No, do it again. I didn't hear it.
You weren't listening.
Do it.
You were talking over me again.
Do it.
I
do
already
it.
Did it.
Toy boat. Five times. Do it.
Toy boat. Toy boat. Toy boat. Toy boat. Toy boat.
That's not five times fast. That's pausing at between each word. Toy
that's all
boat.
You get.
No. Toy boat.
If you
toy
want more,
boat.
You got to pay me.
No.
Hey, this talent isn't cheap, buddy. I'm just telling you right now, okay?
All right, how about this? Here about this.
Hey, how about what?
Red leather, yellow leather. Go ahead.
Do it.
Five times. You do it.
No.
Red leather, yellow leather. Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And you know what's great? You can't make me.
Not a team player.
Yes. You can't make me.
No, I can't make. You're right.
How about that tongue twister that is about the land of Dixie? You want to have him try that one?
Oh, that's not a tongue twister.
Chime in there.
No, that's not a tongue twister, but it's a interesting. Would you like to try this, John? It's really fun, and it's not a tongue twister.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to maybe, you know, talk about just, you know, what we do here at Jenny Lundup Chevrolet, and that's we sell cars and trucks.
Oh, okay.
And it's a little cold right now. But you don't have to come out here and put three or four layers on and walk the 12 and a half plus acres we have here. You can go online, lawnduff.com. Now, that's not a tongue twister. That's easy. Lawnduff.com, 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 lawnduff.com.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow, that's good. That is really good.
Let me hear you do it, Frank.
Lawnduff.com, lawnduff.com, lawnduff.com.
That was 3/10 of 5. All right.
Oh, sorry.
But you can shop online. You can do your credit process online. You can pick out the vehicles. You can email us. We will get back with you. You can email me at lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com. Did you notice that's a pretty simple email address?
Yes, it is.
I'm a simple guy. Keep it simple, always, and you'll be way ahead in life. So you notice yourself forgetting some of your passwords for some of your digital pieces?
Are you kidding? Yes.
All the time.
It's
if I didn't have, you know, like Mimi Londa or Trisha Arnold or Kitty, I have a bunch of slew of people that keep my passwords because I have them changed. You can't have the same one.
But here's what's interesting. At the time you do it, you're convinced you're not going to forget
it.
Okay, I'm not going to forget this. And honest to goodness, if it's not something you do all the time, you go back 3 weeks later, you have no idea what
Especially if you pick a good one that's not connected to you in any way.
Or the that's not like the other passwords.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good. Fool yourself. Go ahead. Play a game on yourself. Let's make my password as difficult as possible so I'll never remember it. Or then you don't write it down. If you write it down, where did you put it?
You sure you don't want to play our game? Because we've played it with listeners on the air, and it's a fun word game.
I think that I've played all the game that I want to play with you right now, Frank.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm missing out on a lot of great opportunities.
I'm too jolly. I'm in a great mood. We had a great weekend. We had a great day today. And the one thing we do have, and that's we have a great abundance of inventory. We have way too many cars, way too many trucks. New. We have way too many new vehicles, and we don't have enough used cars. What does that mean? Frank, that's not a tongue twister. What do you think?
I think you need some trade-ins.
I need some trade-ins, Frank. That's correct. And we need to sell some of these new Chevys from the Spark, the Sonic, the Cruze, the Malibu, the brand-new Impala, Camaro. Great deals on Camaros. Great deals on everything. Silverado pickup trucks. We're out of Corvettes. Trying to order some more. We got a lot of demand for that beautiful car. But great, great deals on the Chevy Equinox, Traverse. So LawnDuff.com. Shop 24/7, 365. And if you can do the tongue twister that Frank has tried to bring me down.
No, this other thing is not a tongue twister. It's just a fun game.
No, is it really?
Yeah. Well, here, I'll show you how easy it is. It's three words that you say, and the first one is if it's not your house, it's my house. So say the word my.
My.
Okay. Down south, there's a word that they use to refer to a part of the South below a certain line, way down south in Dixie. D-I-X-I-E, like Dixie cup. Say the word Dixie.
Dixie.
Okay, so we have the word my, and we have the word Dixie. Two words. Third word, you have an accident. Your car has been wrecked, right?
Right.
So say those three words.
My Dixie wrecked.
I can't believe he did that. I would not have done that.
Oh, you would not have done that. Yeah.
He is jolly. What do you know?
See, right in his whole day.
Hey.
We're going to say him again for everybody in case they didn't hear it.
Segment today. Mark this one off the invoice when the invoice comes in.
Hey,
December
John.
9th, a freebie from Frank.
John.
Making fun of me.
Write that down for Mark Thornton and some of the other guys to say, and just write down my.
They're all listening.
My,
when you give it,
Dixie.
But when you give it to a woman, change the word to your. Say these three words, your, and then the word Dixie, and then wrecked, and then she'll say, you're Dixie wrecked. It's hilarious. I'm telling you, it's hilarious. We did it at another station, the receptionist, and she absolutely didn't get it. She kept saying, she says, I don't get it. I said, say the three words. She said, you're Dixie wrecked. You're Dixie wrecked. She said it like 10 times.
When you're reading it.
You're torturing that poor girl.
Oh, my goodness, that's fun.
That's not nice.
Boy, I hope we don't get taken off the air because of what you said. Can we have a phone number?
You feel better about yourself? And
yeah, I really do. That was fun. Really? That was great.
You pretty much eat your jollies off of just making fun of people.
It's not making fun of anybody. It's just including them in the game. It's like not letting them join in any reindeer games. It's including Rudolph and you know, making sure everybody's included. We want you to play along, too, and you did. And I think it deserves a round of applause. Yeah. He played the game. Team player. We need a phone number.
LawnDuff.com.
No, that's not a number.
314-837-1800. LawnDuff.com. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com.
We are sending you some business, extra business today.
Extra.
Because you're a team player.
All right. See you, kids. And remember, no texting and driving. Okay?
No. Thank you, John.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah. The guy who, up until fairly recently, was really guilty of texting and driving. I just cannot believe that he went on the air and said that.
Man, that's crazy.
My Dixie wreck. Good night. Can you edit that out?
Yeah.
Would you edit all that out?
I have to edit it all out, yeah.
Please, because we don't need any problems. I need to do this or we're going to be so far behind. And this is the business of Mark and Jason. Now, let's have a chat here, folks, about money. A lot of times people misquote the Bible and they say, you know, the Bible says money is the root of all evil. That's not what it says at all. It says love, the love of money is the root of all evil. You're not supposed to worship money. That's not supposed to be your only focus, and you don't care about anything else but money. But I got news for you. People that say, well, you know, it's only money. Money's not everything. It may not be everything, but there's a huge difference in the life of somebody who's comfortable and can, you know, let's say when an unexpected expense comes along, they can weather that storm, they have that money, they've saved that money. Big difference in that life and the life of somebody who just barely gets by month to month, and hopefully nothing out of the ordinary happens or they don't know what they're going to do. That's usually just about planning. Whether you make $30,000 a year or $3 million a year, you can plan with the right advice financially. If you're a teacher, a truck driver, a cab driver, a firefighter, a CEO, planning. You see these stories about the school janitor that dies and leaves the school $2 million. He had a plan. And usually it's a plan put together with the help of somebody who knows how to do that. In this case, Mark Reed and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. So if you go to them and you have $25,000 or more, that's where we start. With that 25 or 50 or 100 or whatever it is. Starts with a meeting between you and them, and you call that meeting. You set it up. They're not going to call you. And you meet with them. That's it. Show them what you have, what you're doing with it. I will tell you, they're not about to, no matter what you're doing, say across the board with everything, well, we're going to change that. That's stupid. You shouldn't be doing that. If it's good, they'll say what you're doing here is good and here is good. This we need to talk about. They'll give you a fair assessment of it. They've been doing this a while. You're going to like them. And it's a smart thing to do. And the sooner you do it, the better, and the better chance you have of turning that into even more money for emergencies or retirement or whatever. I think you know how to get to them. It's markandjason.com.
Let's see how traffic looks now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
Congratulations to our cut bullpen, Mizzou Tigers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
Touchdown, Missouri.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
2014 Cardinals ticket packs are on sale now, and there are 11 packs for you to choose from, starting at just $79. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak on the National League Champions Pack.
The NL Champions Pack includes giveaway dates for the National League Championship ring, trophy, and a batting practice hat with the National League Champs logo.
And there's the 10-game jersey pack.
You get tickets to 5 jersey giveaway dates, including the Molina alternate jersey, the 1964 Bob Gibson jersey, the home jersey with the NL Champions logo, and a jersey for the kids, plus a game to see a World Series rematch with the Red Sox.
There are many more packs to choose from. Cubs pack, Friday pack, East Coast pack with tickets for games against the Yankees and Red Sox, and the 2004 National League Championship ring giveaway. And don't forget about the opening day pack. Packs start at just $79, plus single game all-inclusive tickets in some of the most popular areas are on sale now. Get your holiday tickets at cardinals.com/holiday.
All right, we had some technical problems. Now let's go airborne again and check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, there was an accident. They're still working with it. They had the highway shut down northbound Lindbergh. It's on the overpass at Lynn Haven, which is just a little bit north of Highway 270. Now it's just the right lane that's blocked, the left lane open. Traffic is moving through there, and westbound 270, you are backed up onto the interstate trying to ramp off to northbound Lindbergh. On eastbound 270, things are jamming up midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. On northbound 170, you're heavy now right from Highway 70, almost up to Frost. Southbound 270, a little slow between Page and Ladue. You're a little heavy again as you approach Doherty Ferry. And they're working with it. Oh, watch southbound 255, or excuse me, southbound 55 from well, spot Herculaneum McNutt down through Highway A. You have a pretty good jam up there. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy to use. It's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Babies R Us and Toys R Us and other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Check into cash. Hi, this is Lisa with Check into Cash. Loyal customers have trusted us for 20 years with their payday advance, and so can you. Get the extra cash you need now at Check into Cash. It's quick, easy, and confidential. Check into Cash, your one-stop money shop for 20 years. Visit checkintocash.com for the store nearest you. Restrictions apply. Borrowers often use payday loans over a period of months, which can be expensive.
Get on down. Check into Cash. Ka-ching.
Unlimited Play is a St. Louis success story. 10 years ago, Natalie Blakemore had a vision to help kids with disabilities. She looked around and noticed that playgrounds weren't accessible to all kids, including her son, Zachary. So she started Unlimited Play, which builds playgrounds for children with disabilities as well as veterans. Four playgrounds have been built, and they're set to break ground in Wisconsin, Texas, Illinois, and throughout Missouri. Unlimited Play, making dreams come true. And they'd like to salute Coach Pinkel in Mizzou for their dream season. Go Tigers!
For boots, bullets, britches, and baloney, you've got to come to Crane's. Crane's Country Store in Williamsburg, Missouri is a tourist destination. Just west of St. Louis, Crane's is nothing like you have ever seen. A true working country store with work supplies, clothing from Carhartt and Filson, case knives, and firearms, too. Sit around the pot-bellied stove and enjoy one of their famous $2 sandwiches. Going to a Mizzou game? Stop by next time, one block north of Highway 70 at the Williamsburg exit to Crane's Country Store. Find them on Facebook at Crane's Country Store.
At the Gaysworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. A St. Louis tradition for 25 years, they offer residents personalized service and a variety of lifestyle options. Their warm residential setting and commitment to quality ensures that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Visit them on the web or Facebook, or schedule a personal tour and see for yourself how the Gaysworth does senior living your way.
Wouldn't it be great to have a game plan? Not a bunch of investments, but a real strategy, so that no matter what was going on in the stock market, the economy, or in the world, that you'd feel more comfortable about your retirement. Wouldn't that be great? This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Call me to arrange for a free 90-minute coaching session at 314-863-0008. That's 314-863-0008. Let's start on your retirement game plan today.
Save big on the gifts they'll love this year and make it the best Christmas ever. Check stores or visit jcp.com for deals all season. JCPenney, jingle more bells.
Happy holidays from Kay Bova Realty. Big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find Kay at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Hi, this is Laurie Tanner, President and CEO of Rankin Jordan, a pediatric specialty hospital. The kids and I want to congratulate the University of Missouri Tigers on reaching a spot in the SEC Championship. Just like our kids at Rankin Jordan, the Mizzou Tigers worked hard and never gave up. We are so excited and cheering for a big win. Happy holidays from all of us at Rankin Jordan, a pediatric specialty hospital, and go Mizzou. ZOU!
Here's an easy holiday gift. Trendy, delicious cake bonbon flights. Each sampler pack has six mouth-watering flavors of decadent truffles in three different themes. Order now at 636-458-7727 or visit CelebratingLifeCakes.com.
Mizzou fans, this is Woody. Try the real roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice. Quality taste and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today and try our new Italian beef. Lion's Choice, St. Louis, Missouri, since 1967. Get real.
The Chevy model year-end event is going on now at your local Chevrolet dealer. Their 2013 inventory is going fast. Visit your local Chevy dealer and drive away in your favorite Chevrolet today.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2013 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall Friday, December 13th from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. The Big 550 KTRS Toy Drive is brought to you in part by Firehouse Subs. Stop by Firehouse Subs in Illinois and Missouri and drop off a new unwrapped toy. Firehouse Subs, for the finest in subs. The Nestle Purina Toy Drive is a presentation of the Big 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your aim of the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app, STL Taxi. It's free. Great app. Laclede Cab. Proud to present Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
I am terrific. Well, an icy winter storm, as you know, has put most of the nation into a deep freeze. In fact, it's so cold that I saw the Salvation Army guy in front of the grocery store today cooking soup in his donation kettle.
Oh,
man. That's going
to warm up. But, yeah, it's cold. Everybody's doing what they can to get just a little bit warmer. In fact, today I saw Steve Savard actually wearing Larry Connor's old hairpiece.
Oh, man.
Everybody's
doing
what they can to get a little warmer.
That's funny.
Sorry, Larry. Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is now the new leader of the Boy Scouts.
Huh?
And for the first time, you can now get a merit badge in enemy interrogation.
Hello?
Gets to bring one of those home. And finally, this afternoon, I like to hear this. Cirque du Soleil is cutting back on their shows for next year.
No.
Yeah. Hundreds of clowns could be unemployed. However, at least it will, you know, free up one or two spaces in the parking lot.
Oh.
Oh, see what he did there? Hundreds of clowns is only a couple of parking spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks.
That's good humor.
Always a good joke, and you need to dissect it at the end.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM in the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 Key Dress.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See you.
Hey, I saw something that, again, this will never be a political show, but I saw the most insane, ludicrous, ridiculous thing on one of the news channels. They played a clip of this chick on MSNBC, and she was essentially saying that the term Obamacare is racist because the people calling it that are sticking his name on it because it's a failure. Mm-hmm. And then they proceeded, after playing her speech, to play multiple clips of President Obama himself calling it Obamacare. You know what? Sometimes people are just looking for something to jump on. How can it be racist if he calls it Obamacare? Doesn't make any sense. And
they were calling it Obamacare.
But before it even had been launched, it couldn't have been a failure yet.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And Peon went to Branson. Good timing, Peon, when they had their 15 inches of snow last weekend. We didn't get a chance to talk about it in the Playhouse, but tomorrow we're going to hear all about Angela and Peon's trip to Branson, Missouri last weekend, where for the life of me, I can't understand how you go when, if ever there was a chance to get in some shows you normally can't get into, ooh, because of the weather you could. They didn't go to one show.
No.
Young idiots.
No.
So we'll kick that around tomorrow. And then My favorite Christmas song, and then we'll get to some business, we'll get to the news, get to the Playhouse. One of my favorites is and you hear it a lot, the Karen Carpenter, Merry Christmas, Darling. Karen Carpenter, I've said this before, one of the purest voices I've ever heard. And that Christmas song, even though it's not a traditional song, like, you know, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, you know the song I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All come to the holidays, and I still have one wish to make, and it's really for you, Merry Christmas, Darling. I love that song because of her voice. And there's a terrific Christmas CD that's been out, obviously, many, many years. If you want to pick up some incredible Christmas music, it's that Carpenter's Christmas thing. I think it may be even a two-disc set. Wow. What an angelic voice she had. All right. There are going to be some accidents. A lot of ice around the country. I'll give you the quick version of a story I've told before. 1976, I wrecked both our cars at the same time by sliding on ice into my wife. My car hit her car. Boom! Two cars in the body shop. Never forget it. I was in a Honda Civic, and she was in a Chevy Caprice. Yeah. And stoplight, no anti-lock brakes. Slide right into her. Talk about a sickening feeling. Both your cars wrecked. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Especially this time of year, make sure you know that name, because that's where you're going to want that vehicle to go. Unless you don't really care about it coming out perfectly. And you don't care about other ancillary services like, taking care of all the paperwork, make sure the insurance company, no headaches for you. Rental car, if you have a rental insurance, they do it all. Pick up, deliver, rental car, your car, whatever. You don't care about all that. Go anywhere you want. If you do, remember, Schaefer, 7 locations. And they have a chat thing on their website, SchaeferAutobody.com, where you can get on and talk to somebody. It's pretty neat. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up. The joke and everything. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New information emerging in this past summer's crash after landing of an Asiana Airlines Boeing 777.